I remember my dad telling me when Mr. Thomas came here, I think he came here from Frankfort, somewhere up in that area, and to be over the Horsecape Colored School. And he came, you know, he was also the principal, and he was a coach, you know, and he also was our Sunday school teacher at the church where I attended until him and his wife moved to Frankfort when he took a job up there for the State Department of Education. But Mr. Thomas was always a big part of the community, the black community and the white community, and everybody respected him. When we integrated from Horsecape Colored School into Covernor Independent School, Mr. Thomas came on to be a math teacher, and he taught us there until he left and went to, and took a job in Frankfort at the State Department. But he was always able to be that guiding line in particular to the younger people, to make sure if he saw you doing something, he would set you down and tell you, you know, no, son, you don't need to do that. And he always had a common voice where you would sit down and listen to him. You know, the old African scenario, it says it takes a whole village to raise a child. And that's pretty much the way that it was here in Horse Cave when I was growing up. If you did something out of community, you knew it at that time. And then when you got home, you knew it again because they'd called home and told it. And you knew not to do that again, in particular with something that you didn't need to be doing.